This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. So Gazans are finally going home after more than 450 days of horrific bombardment, agony, pain and hunger. And I want us to look at their great return through three different lenses. The first lens, as somebody returning, what are they finding? What is the carnage that they face? Secondly, through the mouths of the occupier, who are so frustrated that their job was almost done, but not quite. And finally, through the lens of true faith and goodness, which is allowing the budding shoots of hope to spring from the rubble of despair. Only the Palestinian people, chosen, handpicked by Allah Ta'ala, could possibly make beauty out of such ugliness. Imagine your first night after 450 plus days without the sound of drones or rockets firing or shooting or the screams of agony. That in itself must bring such peace to the hearts of every man, woman and child in Gaza. But where are they spending those nights? On the rubble of their homes, back in tents because they found their homes unlivable, or in the broken vestiges of what was yesterday? It must be sinking in now just how much there is to do and how much pain they have to work through. SubhanAllah, Allah give them strength. It's estimated that more than 1 million people right now are without any fixed place to stay. Most utilities such as sewage, water, communication, schools, universities, hospitals, roads have all been completely damaged. Gaza is still cut in two by the Netzarim corridor, which Israel installed below Gaza City. Meanwhile, in northern and southern Gaza, whole families continue making the long journey back to their towns, to their villages and the refugee camps that frankly no longer exist. How are they doing this? Well, they're either on foot or they're in donkey-drawn carts, and the roads are littered with unexploded missiles, with broken glass and worse, the unburied martyrs. SubhanAllah. And now the real search is underway. Housing is just an issue, but going back and searching with your own hands for the vestiges of a loved one, or perhaps everyone you loved, is something that I pray to Allah we never have to experience. I've seen mothers hugging bones and saying, my son, I'm not afraid of you. A lot of the footage we can't show here, but people gathering bits of clothing from someone from the last time they saw them before a missile took their lives. And that's their memory of them, because they were there in the last moments and then they were vaporized or they decomposed so completely they can't be put together. But Allah will bring them back together. But beneath the pain and sorrow, there's another emotion, one which the occupier still fails to get any handle on. Natural, fearsome, overwhelming feelings, there's another one that is gifted by the Sakina of Allah Ta'ala to the dignified of Gaza, and it is hope and belief and determination. SubhanAllah. In writing we can recite it, but for the Palestinians, no. He, our Habib, he stood here and he led all of the other prophets in prayer. He was momentarily here. He spoke of this place. He loved Al-Aqsa. He prayed towards this direction. Subhanallah. They will never forget and they will never give up.
هاي هاي ظهري. هاي أنا وابن وولاد وبنات 9 أنفار. مش عارف وين بالضرف.
طب إيش رسالتك؟ صامدة أنت؟
الحمد لله. طب إيش ما نسي؟ والله حكم الله يا أمه. والله هذا حكم الله. الحمد لله. طلعت بولادي ناجي والحمد لله. الضرب معوضة. يجي بالعلم. ويعملوا لي بس خيمة. راضي يحطوا لي نتفة خيمة وحمام وخلص.
يعني انت راضي بخيمه وحمام فوق بيتك فوق فوق الركام
بمش يحطوا لي وين بدي اروح يما وين اروح لو بدي اقيم حصو بضل قاعد ان شاء الله الله طلعت حالي ولاد الحمد لله.
The steadfastness is utterly confusing to the murderers in the offence forces who can't understand why the carnage they wrought isn't enough to drive them away. Listen to this.
קומות, 6 קומות, 5 קומות. יש להם אלפי הרוגים שהכלבים והחתולים אכלו אותם כי אף אחד לא אסף אותם. יש להם, זה משהו שבכלל אי אפשר לתאר מה הולך שם. זה ארגון טרור, זה ארגון טרור שהוא מכל הצלחה קטנה, אני אומר, אקורד הסיום הוא קצת צורם. הלוחמים, לא כולם חזרו, כולם, יש משהו בלב שלא חשבנו שיסתיים ככה. ואני מקווה שזה לא יסתיים. כי גם היום ראינו, כמו שאמרו פה, ראינו שהם יצאו מאחורים וכמה עבודה יש לנו. אבל הם חוזרים לשום מקום, עשרות אלפים ש...
Okay, so that's an admission of looting, of wanton destruction, of war crimes, of deliberately targeting civilian infrastructure. Hello? Anybody listening? International community? Hello? Never mind. He's listening. He knows all and sees all. And retribution is certain. These people may be without paperwork and without physical mementos of the ones who went past, but we are an oral tradition, alhamdulillah. They will pass on the stories, as they always have, of who, what, where, and when. The Arab tradition is made on lineage. Bin Adam, bin Muhammad, bin Muhammad, bin Adam, bin... They know who their great-grandfathers were and great-grandmothers, and they know where they lived and what they farmed and who they were and how many stanzas of the Quran they knew. You won't wipe them out. Bits of paper don't make a people. Huge conflict here, isn't there? Between good and evil, between understanding and devastation, that a bit of paper makes you a human being in the eyes of the state. No. The humanity of the Palestinians, by the grace of Allah, is different. It's on a different standard. So some of the occupiers on TV have been asking, where will they go now? That's the question. Where will the Palestinians go? And the answer is clear. They're not going anywhere. They're staying home, in their land. And the question should be, but where will you go now? Because your attempt at an ethno-state has failed, because it rested on the murder and displacement, entire displacement of the Palestinian people, and they won't sit for it. Allahu Akbar. Today belongs to the Gazans. Today belongs to their healthcare workers who, through everything, stuck to their word to look after the people, even when it was dangerous to their own well-being, to the journalists who lost their families and their limbs. Subhanallah, it belongs to everyone who stood fast with their families, everyone who has been praying to Allah Ta'ala in Gaza and for whom the angels heard their prayers. Today is for Gaza, who gave up everything in dunya for the dream of freedom and faith.